As you are probably aware, this week is NAIDOC Week, and on Tuesday, you may recall, I was joined by Amman Grook Footy Show presenter Leila Gurawiwi, who co-hosted with me for the day. It was lots of fun. We spoke with three people of the Yirrkala community in Arnhem Land about the 50th anniversary of the landmark bark petitions that were sent to federal parliament back in 1963. We also chatted with former Olympian and first Indigenous gold medalist Nova Peris, and also Josie Jans from the Deadly Sister Girls program in Western Australia about Indigenous women in sport. And we paid tribute to Yothu Yindi's Mr. Yunupingu, who passed away last month. His legacy, of course, living on through his family and the music that he's left behind. In fact, it was such a jam-packed show that we ran out of time to talk to some of our guests who were scheduled. And with that in mind, after the program, we asked Leila to stick around and have a chat to Dion Brownfields. He's the founder and co-director of Indigenous Hip Hop Projects, a program that incorporates music videos and visual art. And we're also joined by Tash Bamblett, who's one of the dance teachers involved with the organisation. She actually started out as a student. Leila Gurawiwi and I welcome them to the program.
Thanks very much for having us.
So let's talk about the beginning for Indigenous Hip Hop Projects. Where did it come from, Dion?
Initially, we ran our first project. I was invited to a beautiful community in the Kimberley called Yearly. Gunyandi people, really, really beautiful elder named Mervyn Street invited me there to make a performance for an old festival that used to be around called Crockfest. And that was a spin-off of the Rock of Stedford, actually, and Peter Showquist sort of had these great festivals going around back in the day. And he gave us a Dreamtime story, and we basically told that traditional story in a contemporary way. I sort of was more involved with the dance side of it, but back then they had Monkey Mark and I think Shannon from The Herd went up and recorded the track, and then I went and with a couple of other artists, and we made the show and, you know, sort of did the dance side of it. And that was my first, I guess, introduction to remote Australian Indigenous culture, and then I'm from now obsessed.
What was the response like from the community when people started coming in and linking in hip-hop beats with these age-old stories?
Well, look, I think that it's pretty exciting because it's, you know, telling a traditional story in a contemporary way, and that's, you know, culture, as much as we really love and respect all the traditional culture, culture's always being changed and always been influenced by things in our life, you know, and, you know, from internet to media to, you know, all sorts of things, fashion. And so I think that they were excited about that these stories were getting another lease on life and, you know, told like same story but different way. And I think they were really interested in the engagement with the young people. So they were just loving the fact that the old people were still getting to hear the stories and obviously, you know, sharing a traditional cultural way and then but telling a story in their own little way. And I think just the engagement was what I was really blown away by, and also the elders were pretty blown away by, which is why Mervyn sort of encouraged me to take it further, and now here we are, you know, working in every state and territory and visiting, you know, around about 70 communities a year, working mostly in week-long capacity, and we've been to over 300 communities now.
Oh, wonderful, Dion. And like you said, culture is always ever-changing, and now we now we live in quite an amazing world. So the fact that we can integrate that into our own traditional stories is amazing. But as you said, you go into remote communities. Is it really important that the Indigenous Hip Hop Project does go into these communities? Because in a lot of remote communities, I find it up at Yirrkala and Galawinkle and Yuri, Milingimbi, up north in northeast Arnhem Land, there's not a lot for young Indigenous people to do. So is it quite a buzz when you guys come into communities?
Look, it is very exciting. And the other thing that always blows me away, like those communities that you mentioned, like we were lucky enough to first visit Nhulunbuy and those little areas, Maningrida Way, like probably first went there about 5 years ago. And as soon as we got there, we were just blown away just with the talent, you know. Just freaked us out, eh? Just totally freaked us out, just seeing their style too. So their style of dance that they do for hip-hop is really sort of more like a electro sort of popping. And that sort of electro sort of way. But really, really quite complex dance routines, and like the boys and the girls just chopping it up, you know. So we straight away yeah, we started to put the feelers out for staff and stuff. So we've had Milica Blackie-Smith working for us over the last few years and, you know, from Nullumboy. And, yeah, and all these little places are just like havens for all this untapped talent. And also, like, just when we go there, just the excitement and just the rush of because those have been so sort of, I guess, isolated. Mm. When we bring the workshops and then when we have the big festival at the end, it's just like, it's just an explosion of talent and fun. And, you know, and we get, you know, your little babies in nappies, yes, coming up and breaking it down right through to elders. And it's just, yeah, pretty magical.
And Tash, how did you get involved? Because you're on staff now, but yeah, you started off as what, essentially a student.
Yeah. Well, basically what they do go to communities, they'd come to Shepparton, that's my community, about 4 years ago, and basically done their thing, and it had changed my whole mindset of actually dancing involved with the culture. So with the Indigenous kids there, it was just amazing to see that so many people were engaged with it, and just the confidence it brings out in people, and the different mindset of to see people for not actually their cover, just to see them in the circle, just the confidence and the spirit that they bring and happiness to everyone. It was just, yeah, it was just great.
Well, let's take a little listen to some of the outcomes of the Indigenous Hip Hop Project. I love the name of this one, the Mossman Gorgeous Girls.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a women's health project. And, yeah, we were just lucky enough to be able to work with the women of Mossman Gorge, which is just an absolute magical place.
Whereabouts is it, Dion?
It's in Queensland, just, I guess, a little bit north of Cairns, and it's in the tropical rainforest there. It was many dreamings, but the one dreaming is just at the top of the gorge. Gumadi Munjal, he's the protector and keeper of that country there, and there's a beautiful, powerful, very, very powerful river, that, you know, freshwater river that flows down the gorge, and the government has really done a fantastic job of putting a new tourist and culture centre there. So it used to be free and you'd be able to drive into the gorge, but now the local people have created many, many jobs there just with the beautiful new centre, new culture centre there. So if you get a chance, or if any listeners get a chance to check it out, it's quite magical. And we went, there's a little community sort of tucked in at the bottom of the gorge there, and we just on the back of I guess the stuff that was discussed before around women's business and the fact that there's not many programs, or that there's certainly a big push now to sort of run some programs for women. We went there to talk about women's health and talk up women's health. And so we just worked with the women writing the song from elders right through to the primary school girls. And they made a really deadly song. And we also got, we featured the traditional dancers in this too, and did a traditional recording as well. So check it out.
A little of the Mossman Gorgeous Girls from the Mossman Gorge in far north Queensland, and just one of the many tracks that is created as part of the Indigenous Hip Hop Projects. We're speaking with a couple of members from that outfit, Dion Brownfields, who's the founder and co-director of Indigenous Hip Hop Projects, and also Tash Bamlett, who's a former student and now a teacher with the program as well. Of course, when you listen to that, it brings back those memories of that work that Morganics did with the Wilcannia Mob a few years
ago.
Was this in conjunction with you guys, or did you know, has that fed into what you guys do?
essentially what happened with us is around the same time that Morganics was doing the music stuff, we were sort of doing the dance workshops, and the music video project for us is quite new. Like, I've been making songs for a long, long time, but they never really had much of a life until we started doing videos. And I think part of Indigenous culture too is like the visual side of storytelling is really important. So just to have the video clip to sort of tell the story as well as the you know, the song is just sort of brought a new life to this project. So
Everybody's smiling in the video clips. They're having an absolute ball.
Yeah, and also just at the end of the week, it's nice to be able to leave the community with something forever that just, you know, we post on YouTube and, you know, and gets enjoyed by the rest of the world, and, you know, particularly that Mossman Gorge one. And there's, you know, 30 different songs and videos that we've produced just in the last 12 months. So, yeah, just encourage everyone to get on there and check it out and support and leave comments too, positive comments to all the young people and all the elders that have worked with us. Honestly, I'm so privileged and so lucky to be welcomed with pretty much every state and territory, so many different communities, and just get to meet everybody and, yeah, just work with young people and come up with fantastic work like that Mossman Gorge one, you know, it's good.
And Tash, as a dancer, you may want to get some of your moves refined, because I believe that Layla is working on a project at the moment that may involve a few dancers, aren't you, Layla?
Yeah. For a really long time, since I was 19 years old, I've been a presenter on the Margaret Footy Show, and now I'm kind of dabbling in the producer's role, and it's called Dance Off, and basically it's a traditional dance competition within Northeast Arnhem Land. Yeah, and, you know, we've been doing a few reconnaissance trips up there, and that's been quite interesting because obviously that's where all my family's from, so yeah. I've got to, you know, take off my family hat and put on my producer's hat,
that's
which
right.
is how not
you,
really easy.
How are you
going to
judge
time?
Any of that? They'll go, well, what do you mean?
But yeah,
of course,
but,
we're first.
Yeah, but again, like Dion was saying before, a lot of the young girls and boys and young women and men up there have done that, where they've integrated hip hop dancing with a traditional bongo, and yeah, so it's this. Quite dynamic movements that they do, and they can do it not only to traditional bongo songs but also to hip-hop songs as well, so it's quite amazing to watch.
Is that what you do as well, Tash? You incorporate some of the traditional with some of the more, well, contemporary?
Yeah, for sure. Wherever you go, you get your traditional dances, and that just brings back the spirit and the culture of in the background of the kids and where they're from. Mm. It's always good to have a laugh, and like the hip-hop's what we do, and but to see the traditional come back and just have a jam session of that, just jump in a circle and bring out with the corroboree, and it's good to see the kids bring back their culture into the hip-hop. Mm.
Well, the best of luck for both of you. You've obviously got a lot more travelling on your cards for the next 12 months, considering what you've done in the past year. But thanks very much to Dion Brownfields, founder and co-director of Indigenous Hip-Hop Projects, and also Tash Bamblett, a former student, now a teacher with the program as well. Thanks to the both of you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Layla, can you say maybe a traditional goodbye for us?
Ma namayalala.
Ma.
We might just go out with a little tiny bit more of one other song that you guys have recorded. This is Dumaji, He Said, She Said. Thank you, Dion. Thanks, Tash.
Thank you.
And thanks, Layla.
Thank you.
It's off with the whisper, then a little comment. Did you hear about it again? Nah, stop it. Young people prowling, what they gonna do? They're hitting up Diva Chat and Facebook too.
Like this, like that, reading people's status. Message in my inbox, that's all that really matters. Feeling insecure, burning so jealous. She's been seen hanging around my fellas, my fellas.
Jealousy, backbiting gossip, getting hurt, we just gotta stop.
The sounds there of Dumaji, He Said, She Said, just one of the songs created as part of the Indigenous Hip Hop Projects. And if you'd like to hear and also see some more of what they've done, you can head to our website for a link to them. The website address, abc.net.au/radionational, and just look for Life Matters. And a big thanks to Layla Gurawiwi, who joined me for that interview just after our co-host on Tuesday here on Life Matters. Tomorrow is Friday, which means it's Talkback, and we'll be talking music tomorrow as well. It's universal to all of us. Music can change your mood. It can instantly spark old memories, and certain pieces of music can mark those really significant moments in your life. We'll be talking about how music affects your brain, why it has that ability to get under your skin so fully, and why it can be so powerful. Is there a song for you or a piece of music for you that has really changed the course of your life, something that is pivotal in the history of your life? Maybe it marked a particular event in time. It's become a song or a piece of music that you'll never forget. Well, that's the subject of Talk Back tomorrow on Life Matters. We'll join you then. Coming up after the news, Michael Cathcart with Books and Arts Daily. What have you got for us, Michael?
It's Richard Beasley, who wrote Hell Has Harbour Views, one of my favourite titles. He's back with a new one called Me and Rory McBeath, and it's an absolute corker.
Look forward to that. That's coming up after the news with Michael Cathcart. That's it for the show for today. I'll join you after nine for more tomorrow. Bye for now.